Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Let's check in with wheeling, dealing, hair sniffing, kiss stealing Joe Biden.
I got hairy legs.
Happy birthday to Valerie.
The winner.
Katanji Drown Jackson.
So, if you missed any of it, talking about Joe Biden's press conference with Pretty Boy, Justin Trudeau of Canada, it was a mixture of sadness and bullcrap. I think it was pretty even, 50-50 sadness and bullcrap. Let's start with the sadness. Because he's so mentally unable of answering tough questions on his own, Joe Biden once again, and you're going to hear this, opens up a binder and looks at the people that he's allowed to call on.
All right. I guess the first person I'm calling on is Josh. Josh, brother. Josh.
All right, let me see. First person I'm calling on is Josh. Like, it's sad because the president of the United States doesn't have the mental capacities to do a press conference.
They're planned out in advance. Susan Rice probably tells him who he can and can't talk to. And you never saw that with Trump. Like, Trump just got out there and started taking questions, would point to people, not even know who they are. Sometimes he'd go to Jim Acosta first. You know, his toughest opponent. And when I say tough opponent, I just mean really kind of a weasel.
Right.
But Trump never did that. I love those. I was so addicted to Trump's press conferences when COVID was happening, and he would do like 2-hour press conferences and nothing but questions on COVID and just take hit after hit after hit from the mainstream corporate media, and he'd sit there and take it.
He'd do that with chopper pressers every day.
And when I say take it, I don't mean take it. I mean take tough questions. He didn't look at a list. Was it a pre-approved list of people? You know, nobody's going to tell him who he can and can't talk to.
Right.
Certainly within the Biden administration, though, you do.
That's so weak. That looks so incredibly weak. Now let's move on to the bullcrap portion of his press conference with Pretty Boy. This is where Joe Biden was bragging about the illegal border crossings, calling it a success.
Since we created dedicated pathways in the United States, the number of migrants arriving on our southern border has dropped precipitously.
Dropped precipitously.
What? Is it crazy?
More than 6.1 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since Joe Biden took office, including 1.3 million gotaways.
Yeah, the gotaways are what scares me because they're the ones that don't want to get fingerprinted. Those are the ones that don't want to be identified in any way, shape, or form. The 6 million illegal immigrants, at least they're processed, at the very least. And then, of course, they're let into the country to go wherever they want with a court date, which they never show up to.
Right.
Many don't show up anyway. But the 1.3 million gotaways is what scares me, Hammer.
How about this? Let's just narrow down the information here. Let's narrow down the data. 72 hours at the border this past weekend. These are the numbers from Border Patrol. Again, 72 hours the weekend at the border, one agent was assaulted, 14,200 people were apprehended.
Jeez.
They found 399 pounds of cocaine, 185 pounds of meth, 137 pounds of fentanyl, 55 pounds of weed, $64,000 in cash, one weapon, one stolen vehicle, one gang member in custody, two sex offenders in custody. That was all in just 72 hours.
72 hours, 3 days. As a span of 3 days, all that happened. And that's just one weekend, man.
And Joe Biden says they're having success.
They're not having success. That's an absolute abject lie.
And this is more of the sad aspect to his press conference with Trudeau. Toward the end, after he had gone through the 4 or 5 reporters that he's allowed to call on because they'll feed him softballs, he's so damn old and he's so damn weak that he can't take any more questions because his handlers, they're bossing him around and they're telling him it's time for dinner.
And they're telling me I'm talking too long because we got to go to dinner.
You're standing there with the world leader. You're standing there with Justin Trudeau. There's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a war going on. You got a crisis at the border. Your presidential rival is in court in Manhattan. They're telling me that we got to go to dinner. Can you play that one more time, please, Allison?
And they're telling me I'm talking too long because we got to go to dinner.
That's another one of those things where he goes, I'm going to get in trouble for answered questions. He's always said that from the beginning. They're not going to like this. They told me not to take any more questions.
Like Susan Rice is over there in the corner doing the throat slash gesture to him.
Right. Or Jill Biden, for that matter.
Dr. Jill, the throat slash gesture.
No more questions. They're telling me I'm going to get in trouble.
Pointing at the watch. It's time to go to dinner, you stupid old goat.
It's 4:30. We're going to miss the early bird special.
If you want to watch Matlock before bed, we better go to dinner right the hell now, mister.